It was a time when nobody other than the Brahmin could ever understand Sanskrit or allowed to learn the language in which our great scriptures are written. A moment when our culture has gone down to the very dregs. It is at such a time that this great master, fully equipped with the knowledge and realization, entered into the field of protecting the weak, of supporting these helpless people, and bring a certain understanding to the wise men of the generation and to lift them up to ordinary parlance. Such mighty masters, when they work, perhaps, in one tiny little corner of a country, in his own limited world, without any propaganda, without any of the modern means of amplifying his own words or message, he in his own lifetime quietly walked from village to village, inspired those fallen people, appealed to those who have been the persecutors, unconscious persecutors of them, and tried to raise the consciousness of the society. And he did it quietly and in his own time departed. But today we find that throughout the country there is the word Narayana Guru has become almost a slogan, a watchword, an inspiring expression for the fallen to rise.